Welcome to Holy Trinity Catholic Church from Beaverton, Oregon.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Mother's Day to all our moms, and happy Feast of the Ascension for all of us. So, I am going to pull off a transmogrification, for those of you who remember Calvin and Hobbes, and I'm going to turn myself into Father Bill for a minute here and begin with technology. So we'll see how this goes, all right? So, gaze on this right up here. So this picture up here, this is actually from the choir screen at Chartres Cathedral in France. I saw this a few weeks ago. So can any of you tell what that picture is? I know some in the back might be a little hard to see. It's the Ascension. Yeah, believe it or not, this is the Ascension. This is depicting the Ascension. So I have to say, this is the weirdest, funniest, most odd depiction of the Ascension that I have ever seen, right? So usually when we see the Ascension, we see Jesus like on a cloud, rising up in glory, you know, like this or something like that. Here all we see is the disciples. And then what do we have up here? His feet! That's all we see, these 2 feet hanging down from the top of the frame, right? Isn't that weird? It's like, the apostles are like, oh, there he goes again, up, up, and away. That's all I have for you this morning. Thanks, everybody. So, that is, like I said, that's the most interesting depiction of the Ascension that I've ever seen. I would guess that for a lot of us, when we think about the Ascension, if we think about it at all, we probably think about it as something that happened to Jesus 2,000 years ago, right? Jesus flying up off into the clouds one morning while the apostles sat there kind of gazing up, right? Good for Jesus, good for Jesus. But what does it have to do with us? What does it have to do with us? Well, let's talk about that for a second. So friends, the Ascension's not just about something that happened to Jesus. It's not even about him going up to heaven per se, as it is about Jesus in his risen humanity entering into the heart of all things, right? Into the embrace of the Heavenly Father, which actually matters a great deal for us, because insofar as we are joined to Jesus by our baptism, by the Eucharist, by his word, by his love for us and our love for him, his destiny becomes our destiny too. So our destiny isn't just heaven, that's kind of the shorthand we use for it, but our destiny, like Jesus's, is the heart of our Heavenly Father, the very inner life of the Trinity. So Jesus has gone ahead and now is drawing each one of us there, indeed drawing our whole world there, patiently, persistently, inexorably even, drawing us toward that communion with God that he now enjoys. So it's not enough for God just that we be with him in heaven. God wants us to truly be his children, to share in his very life, his power, his joy, his wisdom, his beauty, his inexpressible joy. All that he's prepared for us and made possible for us by joining us to Jesus. Because where Jesus is, we're destined to go as well. So we have an amazing destiny, friends. Eye is not seen, ear is not heard, and all of that. But still, you know, even still, even here, that destiny has implications for how we live our lives today. And I want to talk with you about that for just a moment, and in particular, one aspect of that, namely perspective, heavenly perspective. Someone once wrote that as Christians, we live our lives against a different horizon. We live our lives against a different horizon. Isn't that an interesting statement? So while others live with their gaze fixed on the lines and the limits and the goods of this world, we live knowing that this isn't our final home, our truest home. There's a higher world that impinges on this world to which we're called, and that our hearts are made for this higher world for which we wait with hope. And that last point is particularly important because our hearts are made for God, whether we realize it or not, and they're forever restless until they rest in God, to quote St. Augustine. If heaven's not on our radar, our hearts longing for things like beauty, goodness, belonging, joy, understanding, those don't go away. Instead, they fester and they refocus on this world. The problem is, this finite, mortal, broken world can't possibly give us what we long for. Father Ron Rollheiser says it like this. He says, when we stop believing in the life to come, we tend to put too much pressure on this life to give us the full symphony. When we stop seeing our lives as being completed by something beyond this world, it becomes natural to become more frustrated with the limits of our earthly lives and to begin to demand, however subtly or unconsciously, that our spouses, children, friends, careers, jobs, technology, politics, etc., give us something they can't give, namely complete fulfillment, full meaning, final satisfaction, joy beyond frustration, in short, heaven. So friends, when we forget our heavenly destiny, we start demanding heaven right now. And when life doesn't deliver heaven, we end up doing violence to ourselves and to one another. And maybe you've met people like that in your own life, people whose disappointments have left them wrapped in a kind of bitterness, anger, cynicism, judgment, people who can't forgive, people without compassion or humility, restless people who can't seem to find a moment's peace. The truth is, none of us goes through this life without our share of disappointment and frustration. Our lives are never the way that we dreamed they would be. There are no perfect lives, right? All of us carry secret burdens. None of us have joy without shadow. It's our belief in the life to come that allows us to be okay with this, to meet life on its own terms. It's this heavenly horizon, if you will, that allows us to appreciate the good things of this world, seeing in them a promise of the life to come, while accepting the bad things as the price of living in a broken world. So in light of all that, for homework this week, I've been returning to a little mental exercise that we haven't pulled out in a while. I don't know if you remember those three phrases Father Dave gave us some years ago. This isn't heaven, you're not God, so don't be a jerk, right? Remember those? Why don't you repeat those with me? So, this isn't heaven. Brett's not God. Oh, I mean, you're not God. So don't be a jerk. You got it. This isn't heaven. You're not God. So don't be a jerk. This week, I would encourage you, pull those out when you're frustrated or disappointed or discouraged or angry or whatever. And use those little words. Use those to reframe your perspective to help you bear the day's burden as we await that great day to come.
Thank you for joining us. You can learn more on our parish website at h-t.org. We hope that you will subscribe to our YouTube channel or try and join us for Mass if you're local. Again, all the information will be on h-t.org.